one's gone to the moon.
Yes, and just to think, Jonathan, it was almost 2 years to the day when that became a great big hit all over the country. Jonathan King's lovely song, Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Used by Thomas.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Greetings to Mrs. Keith Skews, and saying, rather sadly for the second time around, goodbye. It was only some 3 weeks ago that I said cheerio before I went off on holiday. And now, having returned today and duly been suntanned on both my left and right kneecap, I find that the Marine Offences Bill is about to become law. The Marine Offences Bill, which forbids British subjects to serve on offshore radio stations. 15th of August 1967 is indeed a very black, a sad day in offshore history. During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled. Offshore has been directly responsible, offshore radio that is. Over the past 3 years, a large number of pop stars have been born and a number of new record companies launched. Moreover, the listeners, you at home, have been well satisfied with the sounds emanating from your radio sets. Well, I briefly would just like to express my sincere thanks to Philip Birch, our managing director, and also to Alan Keane, the program director. Alan, incidentally, who doesn't want his name mentioned. And to all the Radio London staff at 17 Curzon Street, as indeed to the captain and crew of the MV Galaxy, the disc jockeys, and the engineers. We mustn't forget the cook as well on board. All have helped to make 1966 and 1967 very happy years in the life of one Richard Keith Skews. And I'd like to thank you at home, the listeners to Radio London, most sincerely for being absolutely wonderful and for allowing me to lurk locally inside your radio sets. Well, Keith Skews signing off now, wishing you everything you wish yourselves.
Have you ever been?
Have you ever been?
Where I'm needed to say you're okay with wonderful Radio London.
You're listening to the final minutes in the life of Radio London and to the voices of DJs, past and present.
Hi, good people. This is TV on Radio Tommy Vance. Although I've only been associated with Radio London for something like 2 weeks, I feel as sad as everybody else that is coming off the air. It's been a part of an era that has proved something in broadcasting, especially in this, the United Kingdom. I've had a wonderful time, and I know you have by virtue of seeing all your letters that have come into Radio London. I only hope in the future something else is going to come along that's going to be just as good and just as wonderful. But I also hope that you will never really ever forget Radio London. So for the final time, this is TV on Radio, Tommy Vance saying specifically to all of you good, loyal Radio London listeners out there, goodbye.
Thank you very much, Tommy. And indeed, many of the people who will be sad to lose Radio London are the people who have been able to sell their products over our station. We talk about the advertisers. We've had advertisers who've had serious commercials, funny commercials, and catchy musical jingles. And our last commercial on Radio London is one of those catchy musical jingles, Contulus Cigarettes.
Get the new idea in smoking.
Hi there, this is Dusty Springfield on Radio London. And I suppose it's sort of sad, really, saying a goodbye to all the people who listen to Radio London, and that's millions and millions, I'm sure. And I hope it won't be too long before we're all again listening to Big L. I want to thank everybody there for being so kind to me and playing my records. And my mum said this morning, actually, I was talking to her, said she doesn't quite know what she's going to do. She said she'd go potty without Radio London. So best wishes to everybody, and let's hope that we'll all be listening again pretty soon. Bye-bye, and thanks.
Let alone with just
and thank you, Dusty. You don't have to say you love me. Well, what more can I say? It's time for me to say goodbye. When I think back to about 2.5 years ago when I arrived back in England from Hong Kong, a penniless bass player and a hick jock, and then Radio London gave me the chance to come into your homes, which has been the most wonderful thing in the last 2 years. It's given me the chance to meet Myrtle, get a name of Stewpot. In fact, it's given me a complete life for 2 whole years as I've been out here on the ship, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
I want to say hi to somebody who's become such a huge name on Radio London, right around the country, Tom Jones.
I've been in love.